I like to greet you all in the name of our Lord, and as Beth has introduced me, my name is Jania, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Beth for giving me the privilege and honor to speak to you this afternoon. I've come to realize that people can resist many things in life, but there's no one thing that they can't resist, and that is love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love is no color. Love is no age. Love is no ethnicity. Love is no height, weight, width. But what I know of love is love is love until it is given away. And it is against this background that I believe that the Lord has given me the word which I have entitled, I Just Can't Get It, but it's under the theme of love. I've broken this into three subheadings where we'll look at loving one another, Christ's love for us, and being disciples of Christ. And the reading comes from John 13, 34 to 35. It says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The background for Christ saying these words was, he was talking to his disciples. Christ spoke these words after talking to his disciples about his departure, because he was going to be absent from them. He wanted his disciples to fill in that gap by loving one another. Jesus was teaching his disciples to love one another. It was their attitude of love. It was their character that was supposed to qualify them to be the real disciples of Christ. It was the love that was supposed to reflect Christ to the world. And it was a commandment that the disciples needed to obey in his absence. There is one thing about love. Love is the most powerful weapon for winning souls for Christ, either in the church, either in the home, either in the community, and in the world we live in. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We should represent Christ well, as he desired his disciples to do in his absence. And the world will know that you are my disciples. And the church is the image of Christ. And love cannot be excluded. The absence of love repels people from Christ. The absence of love repels people from the church. I came to the UK over 20 years ago. I remember I arrived on a Thursday. I remember I arrived in the UK on a Thursday and decided to go to church on a Sunday, just 4 days after my arrival. I was so excited to go and worship with my brothers and sisters in my father's house, with my Bible that I brought from Africa, and the cover says it all. So I began humming this song as I went to church. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are a family. And we are one. I go to the church and I smiled at the lady by the door. Who didn't smile back? How awkward. But she showed me where to sit, and I'm grateful for that. My dear brothers and sisters, because I am an epitome of his creation, my presence in the church was felt, even though I did not say a word. No one came to sit with me throughout the service, or even sit near me, except for a few minutes when a lady came and explained to me about the offering, giving me two options that were available, either to pay offerings in cash or by direct debit. I had been in the country for 4 days. And what I treasured most at that time was my Bible. After her explanation, she left me and went back to her seat. And after the service, they went into their small clusters, and I was left alone. My dear friends, words, actions speak louder than words. I was left alone. I felt lost and unloved. It's so painful, and I decided to leave. My brothers and sisters, it is our love that we show to others that can be a great source of hope and comfort. I was already missing my family that I left back in Zimbabwe and needed just to be in the house of the Lord. Unfortunately, I was turned away, felt discouraged, and even feeling more lonely. The following Sunday, I went to another church, a journey that takes a 25-minute walk. It took me 2 hours to get there. During that time, rain just poured, and it added up to my confusion. I was heavily soaked, including my Bible. I have the evidence here. By the time I finally found the church, the service had finished. My dear brothers and sisters, I want you to pay attention to this. A lady saw me while she was walking on the corridor and asked me to come in. I was so wet, and she took away my fur coat, my trainers, my socks, my Bible, and hung them on the radiator. She made me sit near another radiator and made me a cup of tea. What a loving welcome it was. What a way of showing the love of Jesus. This is what Christ meant when he says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you." And I want to thank God, who then allowed me to be part of that family for 14 years. Now I'll speak about Christ's love for us. Christ said, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. But how did he show his love for us? How did he show that love to us? 1 John 4, 9 to 10 says this. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for us, for our sins. And I also like the scripture in John 3, verse 16, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. My friends, I wonder whether we fully embrace this love, this type of love. I always like to bring myself, to bring the message home by putting myself in the shoes of someone in that story. And as a mother with an only son, I like to put myself in the shoes of the mother of Jesus, who endured the unbearable pain of his son's suffering, right to the to his death on the cross. That pain is unbearable, excruciating. What a very emotional journey. And I just can't bear the thought of seeing my only son go through such pain. Christ sacrificed his love for us, meaning there is death here. There was a loss of life here. And how seriously do we take this message of loving one another as Christ loved us? Can you imagine someone, if someone were to say to you, Graham, can you sacrifice your only son for the good of the people of your town? I'm sure I'll get answers like, nah, 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 not this lot. But despite what he went through, he sacrificed his love for everyone, including you and me. My friends, when Christ says, as I have loved you, it means putting others first before you, forsaking everything to follow in his footsteps. But some of my brothers and sisters choose whom to love and when to love, yet there is no greater love than this, that a man laid his life for you and for me. Some people choose whom they want to love by the color of their skin. I get so emotional when it comes to this. I read the lyrics of a song by Charlie Lansbury entitled, What Color is the Wind? I'll just read a few stanzas. What color is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow? Is it red? Is it blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is a gentle breeze a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea. The wind feels blue to me. I know each color, its shape and size. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love, Daddy. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold. such powerful words to reflect upon from a child who's visually impaired, describing daddy's love for her. Yet we take our sight for granted sometimes and focus on the wrong things instead of using that sight to see and just loving everybody as Christ loved us. And I like a quote from Charles Swindells, who says, "To love another person is to see the face of God." And there's also a warning from 1 John 4:8 that says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Now we are going to look at discipleship. As his disciples, we are his ambassadors, and we should represent Christ well. Have you watched sometimes in the news where if an ambassador misbehaves, he or she is in the next plane the following day? But what about us, my brothers and sisters? Remember what the scripture says. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." I tell you, when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as a teenager, I made sure that everyone knew. I made sure that even the man that married me knew about Jesus first before he came to me, before he proposed. I'll be in trouble when we get home. But that is the truth. How can people know if we don't talk about his love? How can people know if we don't reflect him? My dear friends, I want to bring to you also the story in Luke 18, 15 to 17, where the disciples rebuked people who were bringing their children to God. And I checked what the word rebuke means. An expression of sharp disapproval or criticism. What is your role as a disciple? It is to be Christ-like, to bring everyone to that kingdom. When you talk about that kingdom, your face should show it all. Your body should reflect it. Sadly, there are disciples in some of our churches who act the same way as those disciples acted on that day. But what did Jesus do? Wow. I like to use my hands. I hope I will demonstrate this. But what did Jesus do when he realized what the disciples were doing? He opened his arms and said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as this." Just a reminder that we are all children of God, and Jesus doesn't want his kingdom fenced in like a private club for certain people. Our role as disciples is to show God's character to the people. Someone once said, "The world knows the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, but they are yet to see people who are Christ-like." As I conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, my title was, "I Just Can't Get It, Yes, indeed. I just can't get it when we, who are called by his name, fail to love one another. By loving one another, the world will know that we are his disciples. And being a disciple of Jesus, you forget about yourself and put other people first. As disciples of Christ, you don't live in isolation. The world is watching everything that you do. I shared with you my testimony. I read a few stanzas from a song by Charlie Lansbrough, where a visual impaired girl does ask, "Daddy, what color is the wind?" And above all these, there is the love of God, whose son's death on the cross and resurrection made us who we are today. Can we just take a few minutes to reflect on these two questions? Where are you in the stories I shared with you this afternoon? Or what might be God saying to you as an individual? Or what might God be saying to you as a church? My dear brothers and sisters, let us bear in mind that we serve a gracious God who's willing to walk with you on your journey. My dear brothers and sisters, my dear friends, let us love one another as Christ loved us. Amen.